In recent weeks, I've been asking listeners and blog readers to call or send a sound recording telling us what their favorite bird is and why. A birder named Eric sent me a voice memo from his phone.
Hi, this is Eric, and my favorite bird is a gerfalcon because they are a stunning bird of prey with beautiful field marks. They are powerful, and they enjoy the cold conditions outside.
In the winters when a gerfalcon appears in the Duluth Superior Harbor area, birders flock here from all around. Word gets out, but that can occasionally be problematic because the gerfalcon's desirability extends beyond the birding community into the world of falconry. This largest, most powerful of all falcons, well, not counting the Millennium Falcon, is also one of the most sought-after birds by wealthy falconers throughout the world. It's not particularly rare on a global scale, but ranges the furthest north of all daytime raptors. The northernmost parts of Hudson Bay are as far south as gerfalcons breed. The snowy owl is the only avian predator that breeds even further north. Northern Wisconsin and Minnesota fall within the gerfalcon's regularly occurring winter range, but only a very few of them wander this far south. Most of the North American population stays in Alaska and northern Canada year-round. The gerfalcon not only endures but thrives in the harshest conditions the frozen north can mete out. The most likely place we see them in either Minnesota or Wisconsin is in the Duluth Superior Harbor. I don't know of any sightings this winter, but in several recent years, one has spent the entire season in the harbor. The gerfalcon's name causes a lot of confusion. Because the species is circumpolar, it had an English name long before most American birds. The word gerfalcon's first known English use, according to Merriam-Webster, was in the 14th century. And according to Cade's Falcons of the World, it was well known in Northern Europe at least a century earlier. Cade wrote that this was the falcon which Emperor Frederick II of Hohenstaufen, in his 13th century treatise on falconry, De Arte Venandi Cum Avibus, extolled above all others as a hunter of cranes and similar large quarry. The emperor wrote that the gerfalcon holds pride of place over even the peregrine in strength, speed, courage, and indifference to stormy weather. The gyr of the name is not related to the gyre in such words as gyrate and gyroscope, which come from Latin for circular or rounded. The gyr in gerfalcon comes from Old Norse via Old French for gyr, referring to a spear. I've heard birders refer to the bird as a gyrfalcon and a gyrfalcon, but unlike pileated and pileated, gerfalcon has only one correct pronunciation. Gerfalcons come in three colors, white, gray, and dark gray-brown, with the white form being the rarest. Several times since I've lived in Duluth, one or even two different gray gerfalcons have spent weeks or even months in the harbor area. Please share your favorite birds with us. We want your first name, the bird, and why you like it so much. Email a 15 to 30 second recording to favoritebird@lauraerickson.com or record your message on Lisa Johnson's KUMD voicemail after 2 p.m. That number is 218-726-6755. This information is also at the top of the sidebar on my blog at www.lauraerickson.com. My blog provides transcripts, links, photos, and sometimes more information than I can squeeze into a 5-minute program or podcast. Check it out. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.